Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Prompt.
Oh, by the way, just so you guys know, I am super insecure about laughing too much. So if I get up and walk out of the room, that's why. Because I think I'm going to start getting the giggles. Just because I'm nervous about getting the giggles.
Okay, hold on. Retake. Because Zach totally hasn't actually started the podcast yet. So ready? Three, two, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. I am Gabriel Conti, one of your hosts, and I am joined by my co-hosts, Zach Staines and Chad Masters.
Chad Masters, everyone. Chad Masters. Masters.
And Chad Masters. Zachary Staines.
Doesn't have quite the same effect.
I feel like we started so high with the energy, boys, and we just dropped off.
Well, we just laughed it off.
We've been talking for an hour before we started talking for this next hour.
Yeah, that's the issue. Anyway, Chad has a prompt for today, and it's a good one. And,
Excuse me. So, if your name is Emma, I can't pronounce your last name, so there's a lot of people named Emma that listen to the podcast. It's in a different screenshot. I have her prompt over here and then her name over here.
We're still working on our system, guys.
Hey, if your name is Emma and you're from the Netherlands, hallo, dankjewel. That's thank you in Dutch, in case, because I'm a Max Verstappen fan.
Okay.
Because I'm basically Dutch. She has a great question that I think we're going to build upon and throughout this whole episode. And it's about relationships. And everyone loves a good, juicy relationship question, right? Mm. It's how Tori and I get views. It's how
I was just going to say, dude, views. Click through, right?
The honesty.
So I love Zach's like, the honesty. I just want Zach to narrate my life. Okay, I'm going to say the question. The question is this. What to do when you and your partner defer too much?
Defer or differ? There's definitely a difference.
Well, it's defer.
No.
It's like tomato, tomato.
You said defer, being like,
I'm going to put it off.
I will defer reading this to you.
Technically, she differ. Said diff too much. I was just trying to.
Okay. So differ means that you like
Different.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm gonna restate the prompt so that Gabe feels comfortable answering it.
Okay. I want our podcast to be quality, so I don't want anyone listening right now to question who is this random dude saying the word differ wrong.
Differ,
was he homeschooled?
Differ.
No, I was homeschooled.
Yeah.
And I'm the one correcting him on how to speak.
I just couldn't tell a
we're making difference. Lots of progress here, guys.
I couldn't tell difference.
Oh my
God. Does that upset you? Because that upset me when I said that.
Yeah, that was like a little.
Okay.
A little.
What to do when you and your partner are too different?
There we go. Just change her wording.
Boom.
There it is. Sorry, Emma. He's doing you a disservice right now.
Okay.
I need to stop.
You're getting me back because a few episodes
ago. We really need to get into this, though.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. Zach, you go.
Oh, jeez. So, dude, flip a neck.
Okay, how about I start?
How about that? Yeah, please.
You know, and I guess let's just ease into it to find out about, like, you know, what are good differences and what are bad differences, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. there's good differences. Like, for example, Tori and I complement each other really well in some ways where I can't handle little things very well. And I can handle big things pretty well. Like, for example, if someone hits our car, I'm calm as a cucumber, right? But if someone cuts me off while driving the car, I'm not a calm. I'm like a hot tamale.
You are an F1 driver.
I'm an F1 driver.
No one overtakes you on the road.
No one.
Exactly.
Someone tries to find the gap and there's no gap there anymore. And so, but on the other hand, Tori's kind of the opposite in that where she can handle the small things so well, she just brushes it off like it's no big deal, but something bigger happens and then, you know, it's a little bit more difficult for her. So we balance each other. And so sometimes that's actually really beneficial to a relationship because you sharpen each other and you complement each other and you bring the best out in each other. But then there's also some differences mm-hmm. that are a little bit more difficult. Like, you know, if you believe in being generous, right? If you want to give money to a church or give money to a friend's GoFundMe, what if that person that you're sharing your finances with doesn't want to do that, right? How you use your money, how you want to raise your kids, all that stuff. Those are some big differences. So maybe let's start with the low-hanging fruit and explain some like good differences so people can feel better about the things that are different about each other.
Yeah, I like that a lot. But I mean, we do talk about that a lot with like the being equally yoked or mm-hmm. whatever, you know, like aligning on the really important issues that mm-hmm. could be like grounds for divorce in the future.
Yeah.
But like you said, we're starting out with the low hanging fruit.
We both look at Zach.
The setup is real.
Yeah.
Yo, here's some low hanging fruit. Chelsea and I, like, I'm an extrovert, Chelsea's an introvert. So that's some low hanging fruit to kick it off. And I think a big part for us getting married was working out how do we navigate our time? Because I like to be with people a lot. I like to hang out with people. If I've got like a free afternoon, I'll call someone up and just be like, let's go skateboard or let's go run or let's do this.
That's cool.
Where Chelsea's way more like, I'm going to watch iCarly reboot again.
Yeah.
For the second time this week. Yeah, legit. And I have to be like, okay. So it did take us a while to work out. I mean, Chelsea and I knew each other for a long time before we got married, but it still takes us a while to work out and to gauge where we're at. And I think a big thing, like when there's a difference in a relationship, is just that communication aspect.
Mm.
I feel like that's so, so huge. Like if there's a difference, the worst thing is to act like there's not a difference and to be like, or to assume that a difference is a bad or good, you know? It's not a bad thing that Chelsea's introverted and it's not a bad thing that I'm extroverted, but it's bad if we don't position ourselves in a way to understand each other.
You know? Yes.
And I think it's finding, when you find the difference, then find a solution to the situation, you know? Because like in the same way, excuse me, in the same way with like your introverted to extroverted situation, Jess and I are very similar, but Jess understands that I need to actually see people because it benefits my mental health.
Yeah.
And she's like aware of that and understands that I need to go see friends and spend time with people and everything like that. But in the same way, I'm kind of like a weird middle ground of I need to be with people, but then I also need my time alone as well.
I'm very much like
super
that.
High maintenance, you know?
Yeah. I could have told you that.
Let's go, baby. High maintenance boys. Where Jess is much more comfortable just like being us two most of the time, you know, and it's kind of understanding.
I would want to keep you to myself too.
Dude, listen.
Right?
I mean, that's a good shout.
I don't make the rules, all right?
No, but that's so true though, dude.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, I understand that. And I guess this goes into love languages too, right? Because I understand that Jess needs quality time. Dude, that phlegm, man. That I had a cold earlier this week, guys. So if I sound a little nasally or hear some of these or one of these, that's why.
No. I'm one of those people that if someone throws up, I throw up as well. Is it, if anyone's listening?
Stop. Please,
I'm not
don't.
Kidding you. I'm not kidding you. My eyes start watering.
Dude, I was saying something good too.
About love languages.
I didn't do this. You did this.
I know. Sorry.
This one's on you.
What was I talking about?
You're talking about love languages.
Yeah, yeah, love languages. So Jess, she loves quality time. So I know that not only on like the introverted side do we need to be spending time together. Wow, and a burp came out. Dude, I'm all over the place.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
I love that Zach is just watching like the podcast just...
I'm just thinking about what am I going to do in the edit to make this
the
slap?
Tech guy.
Yeah, dude, honestly, I think as we're going, I'm like, dude, this is a disaster. Like Zach he's carrying the team on his back right now.
Yeah, he really Hardcore. Is. Yeah, he really is.
Anyway.
We're going to have to pay for his hospital bills.
Dude, oh my gosh, I'm trying to get back in. Love languages, everyone. Jess, like being more introverted and... I got to a point where I needed to understand that I need to set aside that time to be with Jess and to spend time with Jess one-on-one and not just sit on the couch and, you know, binge Blacklist till, the end of time. Shout out. It's a freaking great show. Because I would, dude. No, but we need to talk and like be face-to-face and communicate.
It's quality.
And actually have the quality time, not just the quantity time.
Yes, that's right.
You know, so
absolutely.
Just understanding what those differences are that could potentially be like differences that cause you to get into fights or have disagreements or to differ with each other.
Defer.
Or to defer
to each
other. To an alternate situation.
Yes.
Coming from a place of understanding and giving to the other person what they need rather than being annoyed that you are not getting what you need from the other person.
That's so good, dude.
Go into a relationship to see what you can give, not what you can get.
Yeah. I love that because I do think it's easy to get caught up. Like if you clicked on this podcast and you're wondering like, okay, how can I make someone more like me? Right? Because whenever you see a difference in someone, it's either an attractive difference or an unattractive difference. And it's typically unattractive because you're like, oh, wait, that's different. That's weird. That's suspicious. You know, you mean you're just like, I'm not vibing this. And so, but immediately our reaction is like, well, how do I change that? How do I not have that? Mm-hmm. Right. And so we need to make sure that of these differences we see in our partners, the people that we're with, are these good differences? Because this person, you know, based off all three of our beliefs, this person is made perfect in the image of God, not in our own image. Mm-hmm. We don't need to recreate them into our image. They were made perfectly that way. And so we need to call more of who they are in their identity in Christ out, not in who their identity is in us. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And I think
that's so good, dude.
I think the rewind just really quickly, and it could be fun to do a little hot potato go around, but I'm just going to break down what
a little hot potato go around.
Go around.
The hot potato go round, merry go round.
I can't.
I'm like, what's a hot potato go round?
Like a hot potato to go around. It's hot, so you throw it around. Whatever. So I just want to rewind real quick and go back to the love languages to make sure everyone really knows what they are. I'm sure a lot of people do, but there's this book and it's called The Five Love Languages, and you don't even need to go read it, but there's a great test you can take online, or you can read it if you really want to know more. But they say that people like to give and receive love in one of five ways, or actually, I mean, in all five ways, but predominantly in one or two ways. Mm-hmm. And some other ways don't really mean as much. And so there's physical touch. Touch. Oh, I got a little choked
up. That's for sure one of your love languages.
There's physical touch. I got all excited. I'm like, oh. There's words of affirmation. There's quality time. There's acts of service. And there's gifts. And so just so you know, like people tend to express love the same way that they like to receive it. But if you don't know the person that you're with, if you don't know their love language, you're going to likely love them the way that you like to be loved. For example, go ahead.
And even it's, I want to get back to that for sure. But even, it's like not even in a relationship that mm-hmm. this has to yeah. be a thing. Like yeah. even mm-hmm. in friendships, yeah. in
community,
yeah. like mm-hmm. learning the way yeah. people give and receive love is very important.
Gabe, yeah. I like gifts.
Noted.
I'm not doing it.
Lego Formula One car coming your way, baby.
So
see, I like to give
gifts
the same way I would like to receive Legos.
Yes.
My love language is Lego.
I'm going to send this to Jess. So Zach, I didn't know if you wanted to start and maybe break down what your love languages are and maybe Chelsea as well. And I know Gabe already mentioned
Jess's. Yeah, I know his love language.
You do?
Yeah, it's sex.
Hey, Zach, this is me. This is me bro-fiving you right
the
now.
The sixth love language.
The six. Dude, that's my classic go-to whenever we talk someone like in random conversation, someone mm-hmm. talks about love language. I'm like, oh, you know my love language?
Sex.
Exactly. Yeah. Sex. And then it gets a laugh, and then we talk about something really deep and intimate, like the actual love
just
language.
Just like the podcast.
Exactly. Yep. You got to break the ice first.
Legit, mm-hmm. dude.
That's why our intros are getting worse and worse.
Bro. Yeah. We got to work on that. Anyways, Zach, hit us with it.
Sweet. Yeah. So my love language is words of affirmation. So like you mentioned, Chad, you can have like different levels of different things, but my main ones, words of affirmation and physical touch, which is funny because I love to be like with a mate, just like tap him on the back. Such a bro. Like that's a bro version of physical touch.
It's very much like a dog. Bro, who's a good boy?
Tap him on the back. I didn't mean slap him on the butt.
Like,
you know,
I like to cuddle people. That's my way of showing that I love
them. Man, I feel like that came out of nowhere. That's giving me the perfect
dude,
reel.
Spooning? Oh, that's my way of showing affection with the boys.
Dude, he went from saying like his friends to we made a joke to saying I like to cuddle people. If that's not cut into a reel, I don't know what should be. Oh my gosh. All right, dude. Keep going, Zach. Physical touch and words.
Physical touch, words of affirmation. Yeah, because for me, like communication is such a big, yeah, in all ways, just like communicating with people. So it means a lot when someone's like, bro, I'm proud of you. Yeah, that means a lot. So hey, message me on Instagram, just affirm me. That'd be awesome.
Dude, actually, but
Chelsea.
No, I just want to add to that real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it.
We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Oh my gosh. Dude, I can't stand
Wow, that
you.
Took me so long. I was waiting.
I genuinely was interested.
Dude, you like nodded to you. You're like, mm-hmm.
And he was middle train of thought, so it took a lot for him to give you the go ahead.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That was good. All right, well done. Zach, well done. We're back.
But yeah, so my wife, Chelsea, she is very, very different to me.
Not to be
she
confused
is,
with the spaceship.
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember. What's that?
Not to be confused with the spaceship from a few episodes back.
Oh yes, from our record-breaking reel, that is the biggest thing I've done this year. So
Zach's most successful piece of content
this year. Yeah, Chelsea, she is. I'm trying to remember, Chelsea. If you listen to this, babe,
oh,
I'm so sorry.
I got to
make
gosh.
Sure that I'm saying the right thing. So Chelsea used to be GIFs, but it changed because I suck at GIFs. And so
wait,
I'm
hers
pretty sure
changed.
Now. Yeah, it. It. I think that's a, probably a good thing to note. Like you can yours. It does change and develop.
I've
over
had mine
time.
Change.
Like
yeah. No. Yeah. I get that, but hers. I want to get this right. Hers changed because you didn't give
because
her
you
gifts.
Sucked.
No. I yes.
Because honestly,
no,
that's like
we
that's
talk
new
about
territory. Like
Dude,
we can
I mean, we talk
alter someone's right love language by not giving it to them.
I guess.
Okay. That makes me sound like the worst husband, bro.
Sorry. I was more looking at it from a science point of view.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. But yeah, so hers, as far as I remember right now, is quality time and acts of service. And I think, I feel like acts of service and gifts go really closely together in a lot of ways. They all do, don't they? But like they go closely together because it's about the intention.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, I'm intentionally like doing this for Chelsea or I'm intentionally buying flowers or whatever it may be. And so because I'm words of affirmation in my head, I'm just like, if I just tell her that she's great and I'm proud of her, that fulfills that bar for her.
Yeah.
Fully doesn't. Like, mm-hmm. But when I vacuum when she's at work or when I do the dishes without having to be asked, she's not my mom. It's just, I'm just hopeless. That like
you're not hopeless
that's
at all.
Way more.
Those things are dude. Really. Those things make a big difference,
dude. And so I'm finding that yeah, that's kind of the same with the introverted extroverted thing. I mean, it's funny how that can sometimes line up with your love languages. But yeah, navigating that was so difficult. I mean, I was such a, it was so bad, dude. Like I would forget to like get a card for her birthday, or I would, and like understandably, Chelsea would be just like bummed out. I mean, like like it's such a simple act. Of giving, but you still didn't do it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. Like, this was even before we were dating. I was just like, not very good at it. So it has taken a lot of work for me to be like, okay, cool. This is a great moment to buy flowers. So I should just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I think about it now, I just do it. It's not like, I won't do that. I'll leave it for another event. It's just like, nope, I'm just going to buy flowers now.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of when we all said we would write cards to our wives. It's a similar thing, you know, like
the lost episodes.
The lost episodes.
The lost episode.
The 2019 recorded pre
for four easy payments of $5.99, you can listen to our lost episodes.
You can access it.
How many did we record? We recorded six episodes,
we did four.
Right?
Oh yeah, no, you're right. We did do six. Because we smashed them out before New York.
That's so crazy. In 2019, when we were getting the podcast off the ground, we recorded six test episodes that we wanted to launch.
Yeah.
And never they just didn't materialize because it just took so long from that point. Then the pandemic and then
everything.
Yeah, man.
Everything. Yeah.
But if you join Prompt Us Plus, you can get access to them free trial.
Wait. Prompt Us Plus is such a good name.
I do like the name.
It's like,
did you just come up with that?
Patreon? Just then, bro. Uh-oh. I just thought about Disney and then added Prompt Us.
No. Oh, we lost Zach.
He'll be back in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. now.
Oh, he's what? What? Dude, wow,
that was
heck.
So good. I literally just had Chad go zero now.
That was unbelievable. Hey, future Zach.
That's wild.
Leave it in the edit.
Yeah, leave it.
Leave it in the edit.
Dude, that's wild.
Tech guy, Zach. Leave it in the edit.
Tech guy. Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
Bro, people freaking loved that. So many people messaged me being like, tech guy, Zach. And I was like, bruh.
All right. Dude. It's staying. It's staying.
Dude, I love it.
Dude, my next episode I'm going to intro is going to be, I'm Gabriel Conti and I'm here joined with my co-host, Chad Masters and the tech guy.
Oh, gosh. Dude, you realize gosh. We're both going to work for Zach one day.
I know. That's an issue. And all needs to be like, we were joking.
Yeah.
No, we were. The tech guy thing was a joke.
I was kidding. Yo, Gabe, hit us with your love language, bro. I'm interested to hear what yours are. I think we are all similar, us boys, but I'd love to hear what
I'm different, bro.
Your love languages are.
I'm built different.
Are you? Yeah, mine is words of affirmation. Are you different?
I'm built different, bro. Words built, is my last.
Built tough?
Ford.
Really, yeah. Chad? Yeah.
Words are my laugh, but words? We're talking about you, though. We're talking about you.
Dude, that's so funny because you give words like I'm like none else.
Like a mother.
Dude, stop doing that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so mine, back to Zach's question, is words of affirmation, like hard. Like, tell me I'm doing a good job and we'll having a good day. Why, Chad?
I'm laughing because I know what your second love language is.
Physical touch.
Yes.
How would you know that? From when we were spooning earlier today?
I like to cuddle people like that.
Those are my two. Yeah. And then like gifts and quality time and what's the fifth one?
Acts of service.
Like,
yeah. That's obviously your bottom one.
Like, well, dude, honestly, I think the first two were so high and the other two are so low.
Yeah.
Like, there was this, when I took the test online, there was like a scale.
Yeah.
And words of affirmation for me was like a 12 or something like that, when it's like really high, the number that it gives you. Yeah. And then, which Jess's, her quality time was like a 12 or something in that really high number. My quality time was like a 2 or something like that. Like, almost the exact opposite of hers.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's funny, though, because then as an extrovert, though, I do need to spend time with people. I don't know. It's a weird, like...
Yeah. And I think that's a good note for everyone is that, I mean, it's not like the perfect solution to anything.
No,
it's just,
no.
It, you know, this doesn't define you. It just describes pieces of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to know that. This is just more tools in your belt to help you express what it is you need from somebody and then also be able to listen to what they're expressing, what they need from you, you know, but it's just tools. It's just tools to love people better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like, you know, I think the main point of all the stuff is just about intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what it's all about. Like, so before Tori and I got married, my love language, well, the top two were quality time and touch. And then hers, touch. It's like, boom. But before you're married, you know, with us waiting, you know, it was brutal. And it was honestly big.
I think my love language is touch.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Hey, we got to a point where we wouldn't even
touch
kiss
and cuddling. That's all.
Yeah. We wouldn't even kiss each other. Just couldn't trust
temptation,
it.
Bro.
But now after we've been married for a few years now, I've noticed that my main love language is acts of service. And I think it's mainly because I get to spend so much time with her that I don't, you know, we're together all day, every day. So I have the quality time and then you also have the physical touch. And so I think the thing that I mainly need right now is like help, like acts of service. And so that's something that means a lot to me now, but hers stayed in her lane of physical touch. And so hers didn't change at all. But one thing I thought was really interesting about how we're different, this is like Tori and I's, well, it's not our biggest fight, but one of our biggest fights we ever had right after, like, so we, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and I was just mad at the world. I was just pissed off, right? I was just upset. And then she kind of got in my face to shake me out of it. And I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an internal processor. I'm very much what my professor in college called me, an extroverted introvert, which if I were to put that in layman's terms for y'all, it means that I love people, but I don't always like people. And so I love to be around people, but I also love to be alone. Like I love to be alone. And so I was having an off day.
That's such a good way of putting it.
Yeah. I love people. I don't always like them. And so I was.
That explains so much.
Yeah. She,
no wonder why I don't like being around people ever.
So she tried to shake me out of it a little bit, and I kind of exploded a bit. And she was just trying to help, but that's not the way I like to be helped. Mm-hmm. I like to be like left alone so I can process and think through my problem. But then I got over that later in the day. She was having a hard day. And then I immediately ran to the bathroom and I drew her a bath and I put her Bible next to the bath and like with a drink and refreshment, whatever. And basically I just wanted to give her space. But what she wanted me to do was get in her face and shake her out of it to talk her through it. And so she gave me what she wanted and I gave her what I wanted and neither of them worked. But
you wanted a bath with some candles.
I mean, hey, listen, don't knock it until you try it, okay?
Dude, are you kidding me? I've done it.
Are you a bath guy? Because I'm a shower guy.
I'm a shower guy. The bath is like if Jess and I are having a romantic night.
Are you? Oh.
Don't act like that's a weird thing that you candlelight bath and is.
I don't know.
All right. You're just making me. Zach's taking notes. The tech guy. Candlelight under the bath.
I am done.
So, but I
already ordered on Amazon.
Yeah. So
hold off.
I'm talking about the candles.
You guys are too much.
You ordered a bath.
He went ahead and ordered the bath. So I do think it can be good advice for people to bring this back home before we talk about a few deep things and we sign off.
Yeah.
It's just, well, first off, should we put an ad here?
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
So I think that some differences are really good things for you to see in, you know, between you and your partner. Those things are things that can sharpen you. They can complement your relationship. And there are ways where you can go out of your way. You can become inconvenienced and uncomfortable loving someone the way that they want to be loved. Mm. And that's super special. Because when I think of Christ and I think about how uncomfortable it was for him to come love me, right? They have to come down from the seat of the throne of the Father and come die for me to love me. That's uncomfortable. That's sacrificial love. That's real love. That's not, oh, well, I was in passing. I loved you when it was convenient for me. And so I don't want you to listen to this podcast and think, oh, I'm so different. I'm incompatible with that person. That's not what we're saying at all. Because this is not about what you're getting. It's about what you're giving. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, but there are definitely some red flags, definitely some things where, you know, like maybe that person just isn't the best for you. Maybe you're not the best for them. Okay. And so there's definitely some things that we should maybe mention for people to be on the lookout for, to be okay to, you know, as they're assessing their relationship or their friendships even, and they're just like, huh, yeah, maybe that's not the most healthy thing for me to be a part of.
And I think a question to ask is like, will this affect our marriage way down the, like, will this, could this be grounds for getting a divorce in the future?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you don't agree on the way you're going to want to raise your kids, that's probably not going to be an issue until you have kids. Yeah. So things are going to be fine until you have kids. And then all of a sudden you're going to get to this point and be like, why don't we agree on this thing? You need to talk through those things early on so you can understand
what
you got. Understand the trajectory that you see yourselves going on, and do you guys align? You know what I mean? So stuff like that. And I'm trying to think of another example. Maybe you guys have one that's like a specific thing that down the line it becomes an issue.
Yeah. I'm just going to piggyback off what you're saying real quick, and then I'm going to pass it to Zach to put him on the spot.
So think of something good, Zach. Do some research.
I literally was...
You got a tech guy.
Tori and I would always say this thing whenever we're encouraging our friends in relationship type stuff, where we say, like, don't focus on what keeps you at 20 and 30. Focus on what keeps you at 40 and 50. Because it's so easy to get caught up in the infatuation and just the physical parts of relationships where you're so in love, quote unquote, that you're just like, you'll overlook anything that could be a potentially red flag, right? Where you're just like, oh, but I feel so in love.
And
there's things that are happening chemically in your body that you can't always control. And you need to give yourself a sober assessment and think about, what is it about this person that I'm going to love being with them whenever I'm 40, 50, 60, 70? Right? Am I going to be okay? Like, so after we're empty nesters and our kids went to school or whatever, you know, am I going to be okay just being friends with this person and just sitting on the porch? Like, what is it about this person that's going to keep us interested and in love at 40, 50, 60, 70, not just at, you know, 20 and 30? Because that's kind of easy. The falling part is easy. Staying part is hard, you know? And so, Zach, are there any red flags that you know of?
I think for me, the biggest red flags are whether the person's intentional or not, you know? So like Chelsea and I are very different, but Chelsea's very intentional with wanting to understand our differences and wanting to learn how to nurture those differences and vice versa. And I'm not saying we're like the best at it. I'm not saying we're really good at it, but for me, it really does come down to being intentional with wanting to understand those differences. And I think that's, it's a bit cliche, like the whole celebrate our differences, but I think it's cliche because it's true. Like my favorite things about Chelsea are completely different to me. That they are completely, like the way that she loves a bit more structure in her world has changed my life. I need her structure and that difference. But in the same way, I hope that my kind of like free flowing day kind of gets her excited and she's like, let's go last minute, go to a coffee shop just for coffee or whatever it may be. That's a funny example, but I just think it's about that intention. If you really, it's different now though, right? Because we're married. We're past that threshold where I go, okay, now I'm going to do everything I can to invest into this marriage, which I think you should be doing in a relationship anyway. But I guess there's a level of investment, but yeah, it's just, is that person intentional? And if they're not being intentional with wanting to understand who you are or wanting to understand why you do something, I just think that's a red flag. I think it shows, I guess, not how much you mean to that person, but just how much relationships mean to that person. The chances are they'll probably be like that with other people as well. And if you're the person who doesn't really, that's okay. Like people go through seasons of not being with people. And maybe that's the season you've got to step through. Maybe you feel like your relationship's negative or it's not going very well. It's really good to talk about it, and maybe it might not be with that person. Maybe it's with someone you trust and just talk through why this doesn't feel good. But yeah, I don't know. For me, just in previous relationships, just when someone hasn't been intentional with listening to me, you know, or they haven't been intentional in communicating back to me. It's not just about being heard, but also feeling like they're communicating with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big red flag for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I really like that. And, you know, I think what you're saying, how you want to raise kids, how you want to use your finances in the future. I know that it sounds so cliche, but, you know, finances are like, you know, I think like the second leading cause for divorce in society. And so
I think it's first.
I think it's like cheating and then, or
was it?
Okay. I think I don't, I have to go look at it, but I mean, it's right there. It's in the top five, right? Yeah. And so it's something that you should have conversations about. You actually should like, okay, let's make some time to talk about, like, you know, and have it in a fun, healthy conversation, because again, you don't need to become everything to this person. They don't need to become everything to you. Mm-hmm. But if you are off base where someone just wants to travel and be a nomad for the rest of their life and you want a white picket fence, four kids and 3.2 dogs, one of them small.
Yeah,
a smaller
exactly.
dog, right? You know, the Chihuahua. Then obviously that would be pretty hard. And, you know, and I hate to say it this abruptly, but Tori and I always say, if it's a maybe, it's a no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's difficult to admit that because you may meet some really special people in your life that you think would be like really great to be with. But again, as you're thinking, like what you're talking about, Gabe, down the road, and Zach, as you're seeing things in them, just like what you're mentioning about, are they being intentional? Are they interested in me? Right? Or are they just wanting me to adapt to their lifestyle? Because that's what relationships are really about, right? It's about realizing I'm different, you're different. Let's find a way to be different together, make this work, because they require work.
And it's your level of commitment to it. And I think that's where it all stems from, right? The intentionality, where does that intentionality come from? Mm-hmm. The level of commitment that you have in a relationship and the level of commitment that your partner has in that relationship. And if you're sitting there like questioning, why is there this void and this gap? You guys might have a different level of commitment to the relationship in general. And that could be a really big, that could be the issue and could actually be the deciding factor of, is it worth it if I'm the only one committed to this partnership? Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for watching this episode of Prompt Us. Make sure to go to promptuspodcast.com to submit your own prompts, and we will see you in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.